We've been talking about the power of prayer this last month, and today I'm excited to share God's word with you. I'm so glad that heaven is not like a call center. Now, calling a call center has become a way of life for most of us, but I'm glad that when we pray, it's not like, thank you for calling heaven, press 1 for English, press 2 for Spanish. For all other languages, press 3. Please select one of the following options. Press 1 for request, 2 for thanksgiving, 3 for complaints, and 4 for all others. I'm sorry, all reps are busy helping other customers right now. However, your prayer is important to us, and we will answer it in the order it was received. Please stay on the line. Due to unusual call volume, we are experiencing high delays. To further assist you, please enter your social security number followed by the pound key. For answers to nagging questions about dinosaurs, life, and other planets, whether or not Adam had a belly button and how many angels can dance on the tip of a ballpoint pen, please wait until you arrive to heaven for specifics. Our computers show that you have already been prayed for today. Please hang up and call again tomorrow. Aren't you thankful that God's available 24/7, 365? Acts chapter 4, verse 23. Let's read it. Here's what it says. It says, and being let go, they went to their own companions and reported all that the chief priests and elders had said to them. So when they heard that, they raised their voice. When they heard that, they raised their voice. They raised their voice, all of them together, to God. When we raise our voice to God, what is it called? It's called prayer. With one accord. And they weren't talking about a Honda. And said, Lord, you are God who made heaven and earth and the sea and all that are in them, who by the mouth of your servant David have said, why did the nations rage and the people plot vain things? The kings of the earth took their stand and the rulers were gathered together against the Lord and against his Christ. For truly against your holy servant Jesus, whom you have anointed, both Herod and Pontius Pilate, with the Gentiles and the people of Israel were gathered together to do whatever your hand and your purpose determined before to be done. Verse 29. Now, Lord, look on their threats. Now, they're calling out to the Lord. They're praying in a time of difficulty and opposition. And grant to your servants. Are there any servants in the house of God today? Amen. And grant to your servants that with all boldness they may speak your word. Now, that's a good thing to pray for. By stretching out your hand to heal and that signs and wonders may be done through the name of your holy servant Jesus. Verse 31. And when they had prayed. Who prayed? When they had prayed, the place where they were assembled together was shaken, and they were all filled with the Holy Spirit, and they spoke the word of God with boldness. This morning, I want to preach a message called Shake This House. And I don't know about you, but I have an expectation in my spirit that before we leave here today, we are going to encounter God powerfully, and we don't have to walk out the same way we walked in. Maybe you're feeling drained. Maybe you're feeling empty today, but I believe there's going to be a fresh outpouring and infilling of your spirit, of the Spirit of God, and God wants to touch you today. Is there anybody with me on a gloomy, rainy day that just believes God does something significant when we come together, that where two or three are gathered together in his name, he shows up in the midst of us. Can you say amen today? Come on, I need you with me this morning. And so I want to talk to you about the power of corporate prayer. Somebody say corporate prayer. Now, I'm not talking about prayers that big businesses pray. Corporate prayer, the word corporate literally means unified body of people. It means a unified body of people. Well, that's exactly what the church is. And so we think about prayer as a personal thing. We obviously do on our own a lot, but God wants us to pray corporately. He wants us to come together and be unified. And so what I need you to know today is that we have to pray our way into the things God's prepared for us. Let me tell you, you are his masterpiece, and he has a plan and a purpose and a destiny for you. He created you for a reason, just like we see in Jesus. That God sent Jesus for a season and for a reason. And Jesus walked in that purpose powerfully. He wants the same for us. But the only way he could discover that was by spending time with the Father in prayer. And that's why the Bible says to us in Luke 11, 9 and 10, I say to you, ask and it'll be given to you. Seek and you'll find. Knock and it'll be open to you. For everyone who asks, what? Receives, and he who seeks, finds, and to him who knocks it, will be open. You know, the most common cause of unanswered prayer is prayerlessness. And I love the testimonies we've been getting back in this last month of people who are just taking it up in their prayer life and seeing God do amazing things, because we believe God wants to answer your prayers. And where there is prayer, there is much of the Spirit. And where there is much of the Spirit, there is ever increasing, ever prevailing prayer. Prayer is the accelerator in our life. I love what John Wesley said. He says, it seems God is limited by our prayer life. That could be a scary thought. That he can do nothing for humanity unless someone asks him. I'm convinced today, church, that we can pray our way out of any problem we face. And the ones we can't pray our way out of, we can pray through. And here's what I've learned about my own life. I don't know about you, but when I'm not praying, I become the problem. You know what I'm talking about? When my prayer life begins to suffer, when my time with God every day begins to suffer, then every other relationship in my life begins to suffer as a result. And what we're guilty of so many times is that we live in a day full of so many distractions that it's easy to allow other things to replace the conversation we should be having to God. It's a lot easier to call a friend when we ought to be calling on the friend like no other friend, and that is Jesus, amen? It's so easy to do everything else first, and then when all else fails, we pray. Instead of coming to God first, I love that nursery rhyme, Humpty Dumpty sat on a wall, Humpty Dumpty had a great fall. All the king's horses and all the king's men couldn't put Humpty Dumpty back together again. Why? My only question is, why did he go to the king's horses and the king's men? Why didn't he just go to the king? Can I tell you today, we can go straight to the throne. We can go straight to the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Instead of going to your phone, you can go straight to Jesus on the throne, and he has your answer, amen? Just like that word today. He is the Alpha and Omega, and he is everything we need. Can you give him praise that that's true today? And so today I want to do something completely different than we've never done in the history of the church. And today I'm not going to preach, I'm going to pray. And some of you are like, already checked out. You're like, oh my goodness, great. Well, let me tell you, I'm telling you right now, I believe with all my heart that this morning is going to be so powerful because there are more than 60 scriptures that I'm going to pray. And I've even given you a set of notes that has the majority of them in there. And I want to show you what happens when we pray the word of God. Because when we pray God's word back to him, we are giving the Holy Spirit the raw materials he needs to work miracles among us. Let me try that one more time. When we pray the word back to God, we are giving God the raw materials he needs to work miracles among us, because the word is alive and active and sharper than a two-edged sword. The word of God is the seed for the miraculous. It's what transforms our life. And so you don't have to bow your head. You don't have to close your eyes. As a matter of fact, I want to challenge you to keep your head up and your eyes open. And stay fully engaged. But I want you to be prayerful, because prayerfulness is an attitude. Prayerfulness is a mindset that, God, I'm beginning a conversation with you. That's what I love about this church. That's why I love hearing back from you. That's why I ask you to respond to me. Because I'm not preaching to you. I'm talking with you. And so that's what prayer is all about. We're talking with God. And so right now, let's begin a conversation with him. And I think about what Matthew chapter 21 verse 13 said. Jesus said, my house shall be called the house of what? Where are you today? We're in the house of God. We're in the house of prayer. And so let's take a morning to pray for the house that feeds us. How many of you can say, my life is changed from coming to this house? I leave blessed every week. I leave fed. I get fed the word of God here better than I do anywhere. I love coming to this house. If y'all believe that this morning, can you say amen? All right, let's take this morning, and here's what happens. When we move towards God, he moved towards us. And I promise you, you're not going to leave empty-handed, because Jesus said, given it shall be given to you. He said, draw near to me and I will draw near to you. And so that's what I want to do today. I want us to pray together. And I believe God's going to do something mighty among us. Can you just give him praise on credit this morning? Amen. Now, I want you to follow along with me on the screens with the scriptures if you'd like. You've got them there on your paper, and challenge you to take notes this morning as we do. Are you ready? Are you ready? Are you ready? Is all the church ready? Come on, let's do it. Father, in the name of Jesus, I thank you for Psalm 118:24. This is the day you have made, and we will be happy, Father, in Jesus' name. Father, we come to you right now, and we lift up, first of all, our president and his cabinet, his family, our Congress, and our Supreme Court. And Father, we ask in Jesus' name that you would give them wisdom that is clear and unmistakable, that you would cut through the cloudiness. God, we pray that you'd save America. God, we pray in the name of Jesus for unification in our nation. Father, we apply the blood of Jesus over our nation in the name of Jesus. We bind racial tension in the name of Jesus. We bind division in the name of Jesus. We release your peace and your power and your plan and your purpose in our nation in Jesus' mighty name. Father, we thank you for faith today. We thank you that we have faith today. We thank you that we have faith even more than a mustard seed today. You called it the measure of faith, and we speak to mountains today that stand in our way, and we command them to be removed and be cast into the sea. We do not doubt in our heart, but we believe that those things we say will be done. We thank you, Father, today that we have whatever we say. We thank you today that whatever things we ask when we pray, we believe we receive them and we have them today. We thank you, Father, for Hebrews chapter 11, verse 3, that by faith we understand that this world was framed by your word, O God, so that the things which we can see are made by the things couldn't see. And so, Father, today we open our mouths and by faith we speak out the things you desire for our lives. We thank you for the example of Abraham, our father in the faith. And Father, just like Abraham, we believe you are the one who can give life to dead things. We thank you that you can give life to dead marriages. We thank you that you give life to dead finances. You give life to dead emotions today. You are the one who calls those things that are not just as though they were. We thank you, God, today that against all odds that are contrary to our hope, Father, we still believe in you in the mighty name of Jesus. 2 Corinthians 4:13. We have the spirit of faith, so we speak out the things we believe. Can anybody say amen to that this morning? We thank you, Jesus, that you said in Matthew chapter 12, verse 34, that out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth would speak. And in verse 35, a good man out of the good treasure of his heart brings forth good things. I thank you that Victory Church is full of good men and women, good boys and girls filled with good hearts, where you have deposited divine treasure. And so today we bring forth the good things you have put in our hearts, the dreams, desires, visions, and goals to win souls and lead people into a passionate purpose as they follow Jesus Christ. Father, we thank you that we are growing and experiencing increase and expansion. We declare with you, Jesus, we come into agreement that now is the time for harvest. We declare that we are experiencing a season of growth. We are in a season of expansion. We are in a season of increase. Father, we speak to those that you have ordained to be in this house today, from the north and the south and the east and the west. There are kingdom connections that are to be in this house. People, Father, you have ordained to come and connect with you. People that we are ordained to become friends with and do life together. Father, we come into agreement today and we ask for 450 in first service and 350 in second service. We thank you for 200 adults on Wednesday night. We thank you, Jesus, 2 Peter 3:9, that you are not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. And so for every lost and wayward soul, we claim them for the kingdom of God. We call them lost back into the arms of God today. We call them home. We call them saved. We call them born again. We claim this geographic region you have assigned for victory to reach, whether it's here or across the ocean in Mali. We claim 10% of the unchurched in Bradford and Tioga County. Father, we thank you now that you have assigned us a region that we have spiritual authority over, that we can create a place for people who aren't even here yet to come and encounter you. If God's people believe it today, would you just give him praise right now? Father God, we thank you for Mark chapter 16, verse 16, that he who believes and is baptized would be saved. We pray right now that every single person who's born again be baptized in water. And all the church said amen. Amen. Father, we pray that every single person born again be baptized in the Holy Spirit, Acts 1:8, that they would receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon them, and we would be greater witnesses for you. And all the church said amen. Father, we thank you for Luke 14:23, and we declare that we are going out into the highways and hedges and compelling people to come in that your house might be filled. Father, we thank you today that your house is full. Father, we thank you today that people are coming because we're going. Father, we thank you today for the broadcast ministry and for the website and the Victory Now app and the media ministry with the CDs and the billboards and the Love Struck cards and the t-shirts. We thank you today that lives are being transformed and changed. changed by somebody pulling up and seeing a decal on the back of a car. We thank you, 1 Corinthians 9:11, that if we have sown the seed of spiritual goods among people, it's not too much to reap material benefits. And so we pray for a financial awakening, God. We're believing you for $1.1 million because your vision is so big. Father, we pray for an awakening in giving in the name of Jesus. We bind and rebuke the spirit of fear. We pray for harvest on every seed that's been sown. We pray, God, in the name of Jesus, for prosperity in every area of our lives, spirit, soul, and body, relationally and financially. God, we thank you that our mortgage is paid in 3 years so that we can take that money being lost to interest and sow it into the kingdom and sow it into lives in Jesus' mighty name. I thank you that those who have been struggling, Father, are going to experience a release in their finances, and supernaturally, God, as their shepherd, you will show up among them. Father, help me to grow so we can grow. I pray that that would be the cry of every one of our hearts. Father, I ask that you would help us as a church to discover, develop, and deploy every labor and every leader needed to fulfill your divine assignment. God, raise us up. Send us out. I declare that we are fully staffed to reap and keep the portion of the harvest you've assigned to us. I thank you, God, for sending us that individual who can help produce the message of this house and send it out to the masses in a greater way. I thank you that every person have a heart to serve and a mind to work like Nehemiah's crew. I declare that our benches are deep. I thank you that we are finding fulfillment and joy in serving our family, serving our community, serving you, Lord, serving our spouses, and serving the church. I thank you that we have the right people in the right place at the right time, doing the right things the right way with the right attitudes. I thank you that every person has a heart after your heart and a heart for one another. I thank you for increasing the character and competency and chemistry in this congregation. I thank you that every person here today and that is connected to this house has caught the vision of victory, that each of us are adding our voice to the echo of your voice. I thank you today that a roar is coming from this house that our region can't ignore. I want the church to give God praise for it today. Father, we pray for every department in this house, for increase and blessing, for our ushers and security team, for our sheriff's office and the work they do every week, for the greeters in the cafe and the bookstore and our tech team and the media ministry and the prison ministry and Victory Minis and Victory Kids and Drive 47 and Revolution Youth Group. God, we pray for the bus ministry. Protect and keep them as they go out every single week and bring lives in that are being healed and being made whole. Can you give God praise for what our bus ministry is accomplishing through God's grace? God, we pray for the worship arts, God, and for our housekeeping and for maintenance. God, we pray for unity among us. We pray that we'd be one in mind and one in heart and one in purpose, that we'd be one in vision. Jesus, we thank you and we pray with you, just like John 17:21. We pray that we would be one. We pray for unity so strong that people will see us and they will believe that you love us as much as you love Jesus. I pray that the unity in this place would be such that we lift Jesus so high, we're so amazed by you, that we lay aside our differences, that we lay aside any hardship or hard feelings, and that we'd focus on what you've done in each of us. We bind diversion, distraction, division, and dissension. We bind detours in the name of Jesus. We bind every evil alliance that would oppose the plans and purposes of God. We pray, Father, for favor with you and with man. God, we pray that you would position us and prepare us to do exactly what you've called us to do. God, we ask for your creativity. Father, you are the creator. Creativity flows from you. And we ask in the name of Jesus that you would anoint us to effectively communicate the message of Christ as we capture the heart of our generation for Jesus. We give you thanks. Can you give him praise today that we're doing that? Father, extend our influence and increase it beginning from Troy. And let it flow out of this place every single week in a greater way. Father, we thank you for John 12:32. Jesus, you said, if you are lifted up from the earth, you would draw all people to yourself. Holy Spirit, anoint Victory Church to lift Jesus high. And as we do, draw people in.
I pray, God, that it would be so magnetic. I pray that it would be like a vortex. I pray that the gravitational pull of this house be so strong, even when people don't understand, they know that they've tasted something good and they just got to get back. Father, we pray in the name of Jesus, Acts 2:47. Jesus, you said you added to the church daily those who are being saved. And so we come into agreement this morning. We pray that somebody somewhere would be saved every single day as a result of the ministry and message of Victory Church. Can you give God praise that He's able to do that? Father, we thank you for Zechariah 4:6, and we declare today that it's not by our might or by our power, but Jesus, it's by your Spirit. And we thank you today that your yoke is easy and your burden is light. And I pray for that one that is being pressed down this week. I pray for that one that is discouraged this week. I pray in the name of Jesus that that burden would roll off of their back right now in the mighty name of Jesus. And I declare that their pathway and ours is paved with the joy of the Lord that will be our strength. Father, we thank you for Psalm 127:1. And we declare that you are building this house and we will not labor in vain. Jesus, we thank you from Matthew 16:18 that you're going to build your church and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. We thank you, Jesus, that you are building this house. We thank you that you're building our lives. We thank you that you're building us together into a place for your glory to dwell, and hell itself cannot prevail against the work you're accomplishing here. I thank you for the authority we have, that you've given us the keys of the kingdom of heaven. And whatever we bind on earth is bound in heaven, and whatever we loose on earth is loosed in heaven. And Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, we bind every demon and every spirit, every evil strategy, weapon, trick, and scheme. We cast down every principality and power. We cancel every assignment against us. In the mighty name of Jesus, no weapon formed against us shall prosper. We thank you today that we have all authority over the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt any person in this room. We cancel every assignment for premature death in the mighty name of Jesus. We declare that we will live and not die, and we will declare the works of the Lord. We will finish and fulfill our purpose before we meet you face to face. We thank you that we will reach our generation for Jesus Christ. Father, we give you praise and glory, and right now, in the authority you gave us, that when two or three of us get together in your name, we release salvation. We release deliverance. We release healing. We release joy. We release peace, Father. We release your presence. We release your power. And we release your promises. Father, we receive our inheritance in the mighty name of Jesus. I release a new identity in Jesus' name, that we are no longer defined by the mistakes of our past. We are no longer defined by where we've been, but we are defined by one thing and one thing only, and that is our walk with Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior. Father, we give you thanks and praise. Hallelujah. I thank you for 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 5. God, help each of us to do the work you gave us to do. But God, we don't matter. You do. Hide us behind the cross and let no flesh ever glory in your sight. Father, in the name of Jesus, it's because of your grace in us that we are who we are and we do what we do. And Father, we ask in the name of Jesus that you take everything we do every single day and that you would make it to grow. God, we declare Colossians 2:19 that we are growing with the increase that comes from you. God, we confess Isaiah 54:2 and 3 over this house. Enlarge your house, build an addition, spread out your home and spare no expense, for soon we will be bursting at the seams and our descendants will occupy other nations like Mali. Our spiritual descendants will resettle ruined cities with satellite campuses that are taking the message of Jesus Christ, that victory belongs to every single man and woman, boy and girl, who places their faith in the cross of Calvary. I thank you, God, today that addictions are broken by the power of God and that we receive life transplants. Who says prayer is boring? For our attitudes and our values I'm asking right now, Father, that in everything every person in this house does, we would honor the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. We would do it as if you're standing right there beside us. I pray that there would be an overwhelming sense of your presence with us at all times that produces accountability and holiness in our lives. I pray, God, that you would help us to maintain right attitudes towards you and toward each other so that we can retain our reward. Help us to elevate others at all times. I thank you for the life-giving culture of this house and every house connected to it, that it is literally feeding those who are starving to death spiritually, emotionally, relationally. Help us to earn, God, help us to earn the respect of unbelievers in our world by living lives that honor you, living lives of integrity in every arena of our lives. God, let us find and fulfill and finish everything you put us here to do. Give us hearts that burn for you and that beat for people. I pray that every person we come into contact with would experience and encounter the presence and power of a personal relationship with Jesus Christ. Father, we thank you right now for your word. Somebody say, thank you for your word. Father, thank you for your word. Thank you that we know the way. And God, we pray right now for true depth in every heart and every life. We pray, God, that you would use this message to make disciples. God, we pray in the name of Jesus that we would be able to live what we're learning. We pray that we would not just be entertained or informed, but we would be transformed. We ask for simple yet profound truth that touches every age from cradle to grave. We ask you for revelation and illumination that produces inspiration and transformation. We pray for a supernatural wisdom that is irresistible, irrefutable, and undeniable. It is undefeatable, just like Jesus had. We thank you, God, for prophecy, and we desire to speak by your Spirit. Father, let us prophesy. Let us speak with pinpoint accuracy at the direction of your Holy Spirit. Let us build up, let us stir up, and let us cheer up one another. Father, fill in the gaps. Let people get what we are saying and what we aren't saying. Let us not be unnecessarily or unintentionally offensive or abrasive. Father, we pray that the word of the Lord would run swiftly and be glorified. Father, when we speak, let it not be us, but let it be the Spirit of our Father speaking through us. If you want that, say amen. Let us preach in the power of your Holy Spirit. Father, let us live in the power of your Holy Spirit. Let our message prepare people for the coming of the Lord. And Jesus, we acknowledge that you are coming back. It could be before we get out of here today. God, we're excited about your return. And Jesus, we pray with you, come quickly. But God, we pray, find us ready in Jesus' name. Turn the hearts of the fathers to their children. And cause those who are rebellious to accept the wisdom of the godly. We thank you, Father, that the message of our lives and of this house is full of grace and of truth. We thank you that it is spirit and it is life. We thank you that it is not in the deadness of the letter, but it is in the life-giving power of the Holy Spirit, Acts 19:20. We ask that the testimony of our lives and of this house be that the word of the Lord is growing mightily and prevailing, and the people of this house are getting to know the God in the pages of the Bible. If you believe that's possible, would you give him praise? Second Thessalonians 3:1, we pray that your word would just take off, and we pray that it would race through this region, that it would race through our hearts, that it would race through our families and our nation to a groundswell of response today. Father, I come back to you with Isaiah 55:11, and I declare that so shall your word be that goes forth out of my mouth. It shall not return to you void, but it shall accomplish that which you please, and it shall prosper in the thing and in the people for which you are sending it. We declare Psalm 138:2 that you have magnified your word above all your name. We declare Jeremiah 1:12, and we thank you that you are not asleep, but you're alert and you're active, and you're watching over your word to perform it. Psalm 103:20, we praise you for the angels who are mighty and exceedingly strong, who are doing your word as we speak it. Hebrews 1:14, they are ministering spirits sent forth right now to serve us, to minister to us and for us. And so we release the angels assigned to each and every one of us, to our children and to this house, to go and help us accomplish the purposes for which you've called us to do. Can you give God praise for the power of his angels today? Father, we thank you for spiritual gifts. We thank you for the toolbox we need to succeed. We thank you for your power that we are not weak. We thank you, God, for demonstrating your power. We pray for revival in people who have been saved for an extended period of time but have become okay with life as it is and have no longer any more pressing into you. Father, we pray today that you would confirm your word with a display of your Holy Spirit's power and presence. We pray that our faith would not be in the wisdom of man, but in the power of God. God, show us how to increase the awareness of your Spirit and encourage the Holy Spirit's involvement in a greater way in every service and in every part of our lives. Increase the substance of your Spirit among us. We declare 2 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 17, that Holy Spirit, you are welcome in this house. You are welcome in our hearts. And where you are, Jesus is Lord. Where you are, lives are changed. Where you are, hearts are healed. Where you are, broken bodies are put back together. Where you are, chains are broken. Manifest your power and your miracles and your healings and deliverances, God. I pray for sudden deliverance in the name of Jesus. I pray for miraculous deliverances in the mighty name of Jesus. We bind this opioid epidemic in the authority of Jesus' name. The weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but they are mighty in God. And so we take authority over this thing in the mighty name of Jesus, releasing hell and wreaking havoc in homes and in Jesus' name. We cast it out right now and we command the opioid epidemic to stop and the sources of it to dry up in the mighty name of Jesus. God, give us accuracy as we operate in the gifts of the Spirit, especially the verbal gifts, tongues, interpretation, prophecy, word of knowledge, word of wisdom. Let us not do damage. But God, I pray that 1 Corinthians 14:25 would happen among us, that when people hear these things, they would worship you, number one, and they would leave declaring that God is among us. Help us to increase in our understanding and operating in the supernatural power of the Holy Spirit to help a hurting world. Help us to live and walk in the Spirit. Let the fruit of the Spirit abound. You said they'll know us by our fruit. God, let them taste and see that you are good because of the fruit we bear. Let the gifts flow because people need you, Jesus. Let love be our highest aim. Let us be mighty in word and power like Jesus was. Father, let us be mighty in word and power like Jesus was. Let us be mighty in word and power like Jesus was. I believe with all my heart that you haven't just called us to live for you. Jesus, you showed us how to live like you. I pray that that would show up in a greater way than ever before. If you're here today and you want to live like Jesus, would you just give him praise? I declare that we shall see the glory of the Lord, the excellency of our God. I declare Isaiah 40 verse 5, the glory of the Lord shall be revealed and all flesh shall see it together. Isaiah 60 verse 1, to Victory Church, the Lord says, arise and shine, for your light has come and the glory of the Lord has risen upon you. Haggai 2, 9, the glory of this house shall be greater in the future than anything we've seen in our past. If you believe that, would you give him praise? Psalm 26 verse 8, Father, we love the habitation of your house. We love the place where your glory dwells. We declare this is holy ground. Hebrews chapter 2 verse 4, Father, we ask that you would bear witness with both signs and wonders and various miracles and gifts of the Holy Spirit according to your will. We ask for visitation, we ask for manifestation, but we ask it all for the purpose of salvation and transformation. We pray that this room would become like an elevator. And Father, today we hit the throne button and we ask that you would elevate our lives, elevate our thoughts, elevate our marriages, elevate our relationships, elevate our children, God. Elevate our purpose, elevate our plans, God. Take us up to a life that is pleasing to you. Father, we pray for healing power in this place. We declare that Victory Church is a healing center like a hospital. We declare, Jesus, like you in Luke chapter 5 verse 19, that your power is going out from us to heal those around us. It was central to your ministry, Jesus, and you said it would be central to ours. You said if anybody believes in you, in your name, they would lay hands on the sick and they would recover. You said when we anoint the sick with oil and pray the prayer of faith, that it would heal them and raise them up. You said you, by your stripes, we are healed. Let us be moved, Father, with compassion for those who are sick in their body, sick in their mind, sick in their emotions. I bind and rebuke this evil stigmatism that has been placed on those who have struggles mentally or emotionally. I pray for them today that this would be a house they would know they're loved and celebrated, and they're not second rate in any kind of way. But Father, in the name of Jesus, they would find healing for those areas of their lives. We pray for the poor and the forgotten and the fatherless and the foreigner and the orphan and the abandoned and the widow. God, let them find a home in this house. And most of all, let them be embraced by a loving Father just like you did me. Father, we need a heart for worship. Let it be pure. Let it be powerful. Let it be unpolluted. And most of all, let it be pleasing. Let it be dynamic and let it be demonstrative and let it be daily. I pray that we would encounter and experience your presence through worship. Unlock the treasure in our hearts that we may bring it before you in song. Give us a passion for your presence. We are the temples of the Holy Spirit. Unlock the presence of your Spirit carried in each and every one of us. I pray that this room be like a Wi-Fi hotspot, a place where the community can come and gather so that they can connect to you. We declare your word, Lord, that the time is here now when true worshipers will worship the Father in spirit and in truth. We thank you, God, that you are looking for true worship. We declare that you are spirit, and we are coming to you to worship in spirit and in truth. God, let our worship be an unstoppable declaration and celebration of your goodness and unfailing love. Father, let there be such unity in our worship that you flood our hearts with your presence so powerfully that we can do nothing but bask in your awesomeness. And Father, this morning I'm asking right now that you would be big in us. Be big in this place. Be big in our praise. Be big in our prayers. Be big in our plans. God, do something in each and every one of us and all of us together that no one can take credit for but you. Let our lives stand out as we radiate your light, your love, and your life. Would you stand with me? If you believe it today, can you give Jesus praise? With every head bowed and every eye closed, I want to ask you this question. Do you know Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior? I want you to know today, more than anything else, that God loves you. As a matter of fact, He loved you before you could ever love Him. He chose you before you could ever choose Him. Friend, today you are chosen by God. So much that He sent His only Son, Jesus, into this world so that He could die on the cross in our place. You said, Josh, why does that matter to me? Very simply, because we've all blown it. We've all sinned. We've all fallen short of what God expected us. Nobody's better or worse than the next person. We were sinners who needed a Savior. And Jesus came and He lived a sinless life so that He could save us from our sin. And that's exactly what He wants to do in you today. And all you need to know is that God loves you. And would you accept His love today? It's that simple. Would you accept the love of Jesus today? He poured out His love for you at the cross where He went, He died in our place. And what He's offering us today, we can't afford to reject, because He says, I'm going to give you the blessing that belonged to me for living a perfect life. And I'm going to take the curse that was yours because of your sins. And I'm going to carry your curse so that you can have my blessing. I'm going to die for you so that you can live. I can't stand the thought of doing life without you. So I'm making a way to spend eternity with you and spend our lives together on this earth. Friend, maybe you're here today and you say, Josh, I don't know where I stand with God. Friend, you can be before you walk out this morning. Maybe you're here today and you say, Josh, I walked with Christ at one time, but I'll just be honest. Man, I've slipped away and I want to come back home today. I need to experience His love fresh and new this morning. I'm about to count to three. And if that's you, I just want you to slip up your hand. I just want to know who I'm praying with today. Josh, today, I need Jesus' love. One, two, three. Josh, that's me. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Is there someone else here today? I see you there in the back. Thank you so much. God bless you. Is there someone else here today? Today is the day of salvation. Just a moment longer. Is there anyone else here this morning?